Hi dear folks, here we are at Locarno Film Festival and I'm bringing you the next interview with director Miguel Angel Jimenez. Hello Miguel.
Hola, muy buenas. Hello.
He has here a fantastic movie that just had its premiere screening in the Piazza Grande, The Birthday Party with Willem Dafoe in the main role. So first, this story is about a Greek patriarch who asserts a cruel and repressive control about his family. And how did you first find that story? It's based on a novel?
Yeah, it's based on a novel with the same title, The Birthday Party. It's written by Panos Karnethis, a Greek writer. We love the story from the beginning. The Greek producer, Giorgos Karnavas, was buying the rights several years ago. And what we like most of the story was this horrible father trying to control everything and trying to control the destiny of the daughter. Then the period in the 70s to shoot in an island, well, it was very appealing for me. It was a wonderful opportunity.
The patriarch is played by Willem Dafoe. Did you first see him in that role?
Yes, when Carnavas, the producer, tell me, you know, I'm going to suggest Willem because they made a previous film together and they know each other and they have a good relationship. When he told me, you know, Willem, maybe, I was amazed for this possibility. Because I think that Willem is totally able, he's totally able to do whatever, but he's so able to be charming, but also to be cruel. You can be terrified. There is a lot of small movements in his soul that you can be in love or hate. And I think this is the most tricky thing of the film for me, it's my opinion, that whatever he's trying and whatever he does, the character, Marcos Simoleon, is horrible, but he has his own reasons. He thinks he's making things for love.
And an important theme of this film is also public image, the heritage, what this person, the main character, the patriarch, leaves behind. What does this image of patriarchy, inheritance, and male culture mean to you, and how did you approach it?
I condemned it totally. I think it's horrible how people is using people, you know, because I don't come from this kind of world and I'm a very normal person, you know, but this kind of people, they are using the other ones to achieve something. They are using women. They are thinking in women like objects. They are looking at women with a super macho way of looking. And I think they want to use them. They want to conquer and to eat all for their own selfish purposes.
A central issue of the film is plutocracy. Now we live in a new era of plutocracy. If you look at figures like Elon Musk or Trump that have a lot of political power, even though they're not technically politicians, was that something that influenced you?
No, I was not thinking about that, but of course you can think in a lot of these kind of people. But what I would like to think is that also they can be very selfish and they can make terrible things for another people in a narrative point of view, much more interesting for myself to try to understand them. I don't imagine them in a room thinking bad things. No, I think they are doing things for good and for love, but for themselves. The question is that they have a very selfish point of view of the world.
How would you describe the more positive sides of the characters? How did you relate to the main character to develop him since he's at the center of the story?
Well, I think there is some moments in the movie when male character, Marcos Timoleon, he's somehow suffering of what he's going to do. And he's tired, and for me, he's like tired of himself. He suffers a lot with himself because he's so toxic, all the movements he made, that he gets poisoned also, and he suffers for that. So he's not happy of what he's doing. It's horrible because he's not humble at all. He's a very narcissist and Superman. So he's not able to think that he's going to die. He feels that his legacy, well, a lot of stupid things in his head. And he destroys everything that he loves, he destroys.
How was working together with Willem Dafoe on the set? How much influence did he have actually on the role? Did his personality change the essence of the character?
Yes, of course, he said, well, to work with him is wonderful because he makes things very easy. He challenged you a lot because he wants to know the reasons of everything. He had so much experience that at the beginning I was a little afraid of working with him. And for me, the main thing of Willem is that he lives in the present time. So he lives really in the moment. For me, I am so worried about the future or my previous ideas I had about the scene or the image, the moment he arrives here and he says this. No, he forgets totally about everything and he thinks only in the moment that we are shooting. He thinks in this table. So for me, he has this capacity, wonderful capacity of live to forget about everything and to feel only the present time in the movie. And it was wonderful to see him in the set. He's all the time around, eh?
And this great dance scene that he does in the film, was it always there, or did you extend it because he's such a great dancer?
No, it was always there in the script. And we had this idea of having him in the darkness at the beginning, totally surrounded by darkness, and then with the people around. And then Willem, he was developing his dancing. It's a Quebecico, it's a serious traditional way of dancing for the Greek people. So we had a choreographer, and Willem and the choreographer were working together for several days, trying to develop his own dance. And I was just admiring that, eh? I just made the images and the shots, but it was everything on Marcos Williams. It was wonderful to watch him dancing.
You already mentioned that current political figures did not have much influence on your script, but how about historical figures like Aristoteles, Onassis, or Hearst? Was that an inspiration?
Well, yes, all around, of course, but you know, we wanted so much not to copy at all one of them. For example, also I had in my mind, you know, Kissinger. We tried to make our own one in order not to talk about this person. We were making our own character and our own world. I think that the reference, of course, for most of the Greeks is Onassis. I think Aristotle's Onassis will be maybe the most typical reference because of the ships, business, the most easy reference. But we were trying to forget it, eh? Meanwhile, we were shooting.
The story plays in Greece and has a Greek main character, is the classical Greek tragedy. And at least to me, it felt that there were a lot of subtle hints towards it. We see a bust very early on in the film. And of course, the structure is that of a Greek tragedy. Did the antique authors influence you? And do you see it as a modern version?
Well, yes, I want to think yes, eh? But I have to say that all the, I don't know, beautiful ideas of the movie, most of them in the narrative point of view, belongs to the novel, you know? I think Panos Karnethis, which is the writer of the novel, he deserves this credit. I was just trying to put everything together and try to make it as better as possible. But all of these things were already in the novel.
The images are very intense, they have a very specific sense of time and place and a very dark, somber atmosphere. How did you create the whole setting? How did you find that beautiful island? Is it even in Greece or is it somewhere
It's in
else?
Corfu. The island is Corfu, which is an incredible place. It's like a jungle. It's full of very big mansions for this kind of rich people. And we found there this beautiful one. At the beginning, Sofia, she is in the deck talking with her friend Marisa in the water, and the place is beautiful. But then her sight gets lost into the water with this zoom going into the water because this paradise is going to be a cage very soon for for all of them.
Where authors like Bunnell, we see this party that more and more gets revelatory and gets out of hand the longer the evening goes. Was that something that influenced
them? I was not thinking in Buñuel. It's a pity because I love him a lot and I respect a lot his movies. No, I was, when I was thinking in films, references, I was thinking, for example, in the Leopard, or with Burt Lancaster, the Visconti's film, I was thinking a lot in the Leopard, mostly for Marcos Timoleon. For me, villain was like our Burt Lancaster. And then The Chase of Arthur Penn. Do you remember this movie when they hit Marlon Brando in this southern place with Robert Redford? Bueno, pues also I was thinking in the kind of party that appears in The Chase. And for the insides, I was remembering a lot one Antonioni movie called El Eclipse. Es que I don't know in the in English, El Eclipse. That was wonderful, the way they were working the sets in the insides. For me, like a director, it was very difficult to try to make, I hope, let's see what the people will say, good settings in the inside the scenes, because we're very long with a lot of pages, we have a lot of dialogues, there were a lot of moments inside with, and I wanted to be very simple, but to make something beautiful.
How much freedom did you have when developing that story? Was there ever pressure to make it more conventional or less pessimistic?
There is always compromises in this kind of projects, and I had to accept several changes, you know, in order to be able to have the movie. And I accepted because it is what we have to do in order to make films.
Were there some changes done because of Willem Dafoe, or is he always up for anything?
No. It's always thinking about the market, never about actors. It's thinking about the market and what the answers will be if the movie will go in another ways. I have another ending for the movie, that it will be only for me, but it is not.
Will there be a director's cut or something?
No. I'm already forgetting that.
And as the actress of the young daughter of that patriarch, we have Via Carmen Sonnet.
Yes.
How did you find her and how do you see that figure of the daughter who also tries to manipulate her father in a certain way?
Because Vic, she's very hard. She's a wonderful woman. She wants to, she says, like, to rebel against me, against the producers, against everybody. She's a huge artist and she's perfect because she's very hard. And he wanted so much to fight the father. It's a pity that she's not going to conquer that in the movie, but is a wonderful actress and full of energy, full of rage. She improvises a lot. It's wonderful. It's very different. The way of working of Willem and the way of working of Vic for me is very, very different. And I love them both so much.
Now that you have that film here at the Locarno Festival, does it feel for you?
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm a little afraid of so many people in the square. This is a film of actors. It's not a film of directors. It's a film of actors. It's a film of people. So I want the people to watch the film. So I'm nervous, but I feel that maybe they will appreciate it.
Speaking about festivals, do you have favorite festivals or festivals that you would like to visit?
I have a favorite festival, which is Midnight Sun Film Festival. It's in Finland, my favorite one. It's a very little town in the north of Finland. And I think this is in the festivals I have been, I think it's the best. I like it so much. I recommend to everybody the Midnight Sun Film Festival.
So that sounds like a very cold surroundings compared to the sun that we have here.
Bueno, it's summer. It's summer all the day with light, all the night with light. And the people, the behavior of the audience and the directors invited, everybody is wonderful. I remember I have been there, bueno, a lot of years ago. I think in 2003 or 2004. So imagine. 20 years, something like that. But I had so, well, I would like so much to return to that festival.
When people will watch your film here at Locarno, what do you hope will the audience take away from it?
I'm father of three kids, making me think, eh? How is going to be my pressure on them? Why I think more in my daughter, and I get worried more of my daughter than on with my other kids, you know? It's like, for me, it's like a mirror, the film, where I have to question myself. We try to be better people, but maybe inside us, we have this need of control, this kind of parenting. So I would like that the audience will say, okay, it's like a classic film. It was very well done. I enjoyed the actors and everything. And just have this little thinking, okay, I'm going to try not to make so much pressure on my family or the other people.
Now that you made that great project with fantastic actors, do you already have something else you're working on?
I have already like a story with the same producer, with Giorgos Karnavas, with Heretic, that we are going to start to develop step by step. And unfortunately, I suppose it would be, I don't know, if it happens, pues 2 years, 3 years sometimes, oof, we have to wait a lot, because it's very difficult. But I have the good luck of meeting these people. I already made 2 films with Heretic, and this will be maybe my 3rd film. So I'm very happy to continue working.
So we are keeping an eye on that. And for now, we have the birthday party here at Locarno. And as soon as it gets German release, you will read about it at the movie break. I say thank you so much to Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Vale, muy bien. Muchísimas gracias. Thank you so much.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.